Answers Magazine, Volume 7.2, page 17, Impact, Williams Syndrome and the Gospel. When our oldest son was diagnosed with Williams Syndrome, a rare genetic disorder that causes cognitive and physical disabilities, my husband and I found ourselves in a whole new world. Although the diagnosis left us reeling, we knew God was in control, and we wanted to see Him glorified through it all. We looked for ways to share God's goodness and love with those we met on our unexpected journey. After his diagnosis, our son began meeting with the same therapists every week. We realized the Lord brought these ladies into our lives for a reason. So when the program ended, we gave his therapists several Bible-upholding books, along with a note thanking them. One of the therapists told me those books were just what her daughter needed. She'd been asking questions about Christianity and the Bible, but hadn't known where to find the answers. Many physical problems accompany WS, and I've been able to pray with the parents of children undergoing a procedure, even atheists. In the sad cases when a procedure didn't work, the families have been very open to praying with me as they dealt with the loss of their child. God has also allowed me to use my private blog to explore answers to questions such as, did God create genetic disorders? And, are all people, regardless of intellectual or physical ability, created in God's image? Thanks to the power of social media, I also share links to the posts on my Facebook page and in support groups so that I can connect privately with others in the WS community. Every person faces difficulties and challenges, cancer, genetic disorders, relationship troubles. But when we understand that God is always good and always sovereign, we can look for ways to use our circumstances to point people to Him and His Word.
You can master apologetics from anywhere. The Bible instructs all Christians to be masters at defending the faith with a ready answer for why we believe. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. And a new program through the Institute for Creation Research, ICR, allows believers to formalize that mastery from just about anywhere. ICR's School of Biblical Apologetics recently launched an online Master of Christian Education degree to equip students with solid tools to defend the Bible in a secular culture. Taking about 24 months, the program works around just about any schedule. Through online seminars and publications, students dive into Genesis, apologetics, creation research, and worldviews. But as Dr. James J.S. Johnson, Chief Academic Officer, explains, the degree isn't just about learning information. The dominant emphasis is comprehension and practical application, not memorizing miscellaneous details or fancy vocabulary. Grab a latte and your laptop and build up your understanding of why the Bible can be trusted.
What women want. Answers. When you're putting together a Mother's Day church luncheon or a weekend retreat for women, it's easy to focus on how pink the cupcake icing is or how cute the graphs are. But most Christian women want more than pretty pedophores. They desire in-depth teaching from God's Word. I see many hurting women who want solid biblical answers to the issues they deal with every day, says Dr. Georgia Purdom, a researcher and speaker at Answers in Genesis, who is pushing for changes in the way churches treat women. She even helped Answers in Genesis start an Answers for Women ministry, answersforwomen.org. Believing that God's Word is the ultimate and only authority in every area of life. Married women can benefit greatly from Genesis, since it establishes the most fundamental truths of God's plan for marriage. And Georgia says it's surprisingly easy to make biblical teaching relevant to our everyday lives. All women who work with children in Sunday school, etc., can also benefit from the down-to-earth answers that are readily available for the many questions children ask. Why did my pet cat kill that little bird? Were dinosaurs big and mean? Did I evolve from monkeys, as my grade school teacher says? With basic biblical training that emphasizes the truth and authority of the Scriptures, women don't have to be intimidated by children's questions. The Bible reveals solid answers that satisfy little minds. Based on her experience speaking to Christian women nationwide, Dr. Purdom realizes that they face crushing challenges to living out their faith in our skeptical age. Women are tired of being fed fluff, and they hunger for the meat of God's Word. And she's delighted to help the church provide it for them.
Street Evangelism, Bursting the Bubble. Any Christian can get caught in the bubble. You start by spending much of your time with Christian friends because of your similar interests. You worship with other Christians on Sundays and perhaps during the week in a Bible study or small group. Before you know it, you have very little contact with unbelievers. While friendships with other Christians are invaluable, the Great Commission means finding opportunities to share the gospel outside the bubble. But being in the bubble doesn't mean you're trapped. You can find new opportunities to share your faith if you're intentional about looking for them. For example, you can hit the streets with God's good news. Sound scary? It doesn't have to be. Street evangelism is a time-tested method. Paul often evangelized in public places as he traveled throughout Asia and Europe, but he wasn't unique in having this ability. You can do the same. Attend training through organizations like Living Waters or Evangelism Explosion. Use tracts, booklets, and other resources that can help you engage people in conversation. Go with at least one other person for safety and support. Remember that Jesus sent the disciples out in pairs. Pray for boldness to share the hope of Christ. Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 6. Expect rejection. Matthew chapter 10, verse 14. Not everyone will want to talk about Jesus. Just keep praying and speaking the truth in love. We are called to get the gospel from our lips to their ears. It's up to God to get it from their minds to their hearts. Frequent a local park or other gathering place where people hang out. You may also want to look for festivals and events in your area. Approach people who are sitting on benches, not those rushing past or out for a run. Prepare answers for the common objections people have about Christianity, such as the age of the earth, evolution, the reliability of the Bible, and the reason for suffering. If you receive a question you can't answer, see if you can get the person's email address or social media account name. Show your love for them by finding the answer.